Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is truly an amazing and miraculous thing. We find that despite the passing of so many centuries and despite the different languages and nationalities that have analyzed and looked into the life of Imam Ali alayhi salam, his universal persona continues to become more universal, and his universal persona continues to grow and teach new lessons to new generations. Truly a living miracle of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now, speaking about the Messenger of Allah, we find that one day he ordered that all the doors which were opened towards the Masjid, which today is known as Masjid al-Nabawi in the city of Medina, that all the doors were to be closed. Now, at that time, the houses had doors which faced the outside, and at the same time, they faced the inside. And the inside, of course, was connected to the Masjid al-Nabawi, the Prophet's Masjid. And so here we find that on one day, the Messenger of Allah came and ordered that all the doors that opened towards the Masjid should be closed. He said that you have to close the doors opening to the Masjid, and there is no exception in this regard, save the door of Ali's house, which will never be closed to the Masjid. Now, with this order, some of the companions started to speak to one another about the reason behind it, and most surely envy followed. They said, "What is this privilege that the Holy Prophet has given to Ali?" And then Zayd reports that the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, rose up and, after praising Allah, said, "It is not me who has issued the order to close all the doors to the masjid except the door of Ali, to which some of you have protested. By Allah, I have neither closed nor opened the door of any house. This decree has been issued by Allah Almighty, and I am the one to convey it. Hence, in conveying this decree, I will obey Allah and I will carry out his decree." What an amazing story regarding Imam Ali alayhi salam. And of course, we make this connection to the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Why is it that the Almighty Allah ordered the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, to close all the doors that led towards the masjid except the door of Imam Ali alayhi salam? Surely we will realize that there must have been a difference in the door of Imam Ali. The door of Imam Ali must have been better than all the other doors. The door of Imam Ali was at a higher status than all the other doors. And this is precisely why, logically speaking, the Almighty Allah would only allow the door of Ali to remain open. But what is the fazila, what is the virtue of the door of Ali? It is the universal persona of Imam Ali. It is the actions and the behaviors and the sayings and the statements and the moral and ethical values and virtues of the commander of the faithful of Imam Ali alayhi salam that had made his door so auspicious that every door was closed except the door of Ali. A beautiful and profound lesson that is taught to us by the Messenger of Allah regarding the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: سيئة تسوءك خير عند الله من حسنة تعجبك.
Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, "The sin that displeases you is better in the view of Allah than the virtue which makes you proud."
ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
Ali Imam, man هزار جان گرامی فدای نام علی
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen, and that is the universal aspect of his personality. Now, when we look at this, you know, the perspective that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, that the Anbiya and Mursaleen were sent so that the human society may maintain justice in their societies. From the perspective of Amir al-Mu'mineen, if you ask him, what is the purpose of a government? You know, people in many, many parts of the world work so hard to get a ticket in the election, for what? So that they have a good life then, with all the privileges of becoming a member of the government. Amir al-Mu'mineen has a very different perspective. He says government is not an end by itself. It is a means to implement justice in the society. And his perspective about justice and the role of government in implementing justice in society is based on the ayat from Surah Nisa, ayat number 58, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّ الْأَمَانَاتَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. Allah orders you to convey the trust to their owners. Amanat. When an amanat is given to you, a trust, you have to make sure you convey it to the owners when the time comes. وَإِذَا حَكَمْتُمْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ أَن تَحْكُمُ بِالْعَدْلِ. And when you rule among the people, your rule or your judgment should be based on adl and justice. According to the Mufassireen, if you look at this whole ayat together, because many times people take half of the sentence and they say Allah is talking about being careful of amanat that people leave with us, which is true. But this ayat immediately says, and when you rule among the people or when you judge among the people, you should rule and judge on the basis of justice. Here Allah is not talking about the amanat that I give to you or you give to me. It means that whoever in the seat of ruling, in the seat of power, they have an amanat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their hand has an amanat from Allah that they have to, you know, take that amanat known as adl and justice and convey it to the people. So from that perspective, if a ruler is not able to, you know, convey that amanat of justice to the people, he is not, you know, worthy of being called a ruler. Doesn't deserve that position. And that is the perspective of Amir al-Mu'mineen about government, this whole issue of Khilafat. Why he was hesitant, even 25 years after the wafat of the Prophet, when people came to him, it was the issue of justice. He was saying that, you know, you people have become so much used to corruption between the wafat of Rasulullah and today, that if I come in, I'm not going to tolerate that. I'm going to reform. I'm going to bring back the system of Rasulullah, and you might not be able to bear it. Because the mandate that Amir al-Mu'mineen had for himself in his administration was to implement justice to the fullest extent possible.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now. Rabb
بره ده دم دم علی علی
به تو بره ده دم دم علی علی
سخی لال قلندر مست مست
سخی لال قلندر مست مست
جول لال قلندر مست مست
دم مست قلندر